LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com or visit us today and save big. What's in your garage?
Out of Bounds is on the air. 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, I just met you. This is crazy.
Did he do it on purpose? Of course he did.
In the Priority One Security Studios is Timber Ray's jam, ladies and gentlemen. Carly Rae. Bump that, Zach. Unbelievable. He knew it. He knew the voice of Timber Ray, and so he knew what he had to do. Zach, we appreciate your tireless efforts to make sure Timber Ray feels welcome on the program.
Is that because it rhymes with Timber Ray, Carly Rae?
Carly Rae. I didn't even think about that.
One day Tim's going to come up with some crazy Carly Rae stat. She was born in the year that Clemson won nine games.
Right?
And who knows?
It's a good idea. Look that up.
It's going to be a fake Timber Rae stat that Timber Rae has never come on WCCP to a song artist whose name did not rhyme with him. So that's a fake Timber Rae stat right there. We're live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Tim, you were here and just bought like I'll call it a bundle of T-shirts there. You were actually there when the accident happened. What do you remember from that day? I remember I watched you on TV talk about it, but what do you remember from that day?
Yeah, it was Dabo was having his normal talk with the team afterwards, and it was towards the end. And I think he was just singling out some players for awards that they had won by the ACC maybe that week. And all of a sudden we heard a collision of cars hitting each other, which wasn't that all that out of the ordinary. Everybody kind of like, woo. But then you heard the car falling down the cliff. And that sound was like, okay, we know what's going on here. And so really everybody just naturally, every coach, every player just took off running towards the water. And although we really couldn't see anything, you knew what was happening. And so when we finally got to the edge, you could see the car through the trees. And, this was a serious situation.
And so then after that, certainly a lot of folks rushed into action. It was just kind of crazy that a lot of those folks that rushed into action knew Clary. Dabo knew him for years, coaching him, and Will knew, and then the Codys. Thomas Austin was there, was in the ambulance with him. I mean, that was kind of crazy, too. And then it was almost like the people that ended up being there were the ones that knew him. And now that's just crazy to me.
Right. Of course, when we got to the edge, there were a lot of people ready to go. And I think it was Dabo said, hang on, let's let the people know what they're doing, swim across.
Right.
And so I know Tony Elliott had gotten in the water and was up to his knees, and then he got back out because you knew the trainers. And then we have some former military on the staff that they knew what they were doing. So everybody kind of stood back, and then, Dabo got everybody together to say a prayer. And for the first 10, 15 minutes, you didn't really know who it was. And then as Will Sweeney said earlier today, you could hear somebody say his name. And so then, then it really hit home with Dabo, who coached him in Little League, and Will and all the other kids who were on our team from Daniel.
Well, obviously, we're just so glad that practice was ending at that time. I mean, it's almost just unbelievable, the coincidence there, and I don't believe it was a coincidence. But has this ever happened before, something like this, Tim? I mean, rack your brain. I know this doesn't really show up in the record books. You don't have, like, coaches help save person in the record books. But, I mean, has anything like this ever happened before in your time at Clemson?
No, I can't remember anything that compares to it. But the neatest thing that I, as it was going on, the thing I thought about was, all these football players who are heroes to so many people, and they were watching the student managers and trainers. It was a little bit of a role reversal there that was really kind of neat to see. And I think I think our players... I don't think they always appreciate our managers and trainers, but I think they really appreciate their managers and trainers for fellow students.
I would agree with that. Thanks for being here. Thanks for your donation. And I know like Chick-fil-A lunch is great for everybody. So
absolutely.
Enjoy your lunch,
good
too.
To see so many people supporting this. And you're having a great day.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Good
we
to
appreciate
see you guys.
Tim Murray joining us here. Frankly, we shouldn't have a show without Tim Murray in some way, shape,
ever.
Or form on the program. We just really shouldn't. Also, we can't have a Wednesday without Manny Robinson joining us from the Greenville News and GreenvilleOnline.com. He joins us right now via phone. What's up, Manny?
I can't call the call, Kelly. What's going on?
Man, you know, we're just trying to raise a little money for a good cause, and it's been a great day so far at Chick-fil-A Clemson. We were just kind of going over how weird it is that we know Clemson's resume, we know how good it is and the strengths of it, and maybe some of the weaknesses here lately, but we understand that, and yet we thought Clemson was going to be 3. The committee obviously told us we were wrong, and they put Clemson 2. Were you surprised that Clemson was ranked 2nd in the rankings last night?
Yeah, absolutely. But I've given up. this week I've given up trying to figure out, trying to follow their logic. It's just, it's mind-boggling because I just had to kind of step back and look at it from 3,000 feet. Just like, yeah, you know, it makes no sense. Like, think about it. If you flip-flop the Syracuse and Florida State game, don't change the outcomes, but just flip-flop when they happen, Clemson wouldn't be 2. But they would still, you could still consider them one of the top 4 teams, but they wouldn't be where they are. So the
right.
Just the logic of when what matters, it's just too tough to follow now.
Now, as far as the rest of the top 4, I mean, Alabama's 1, Miami's 3. It's my opinion, based on the way that Kirby Hoka framed the discussion, that Clemson and Miami were considered peers by the committee and that Oklahoma is just a tick below. Do you buy that explanation for why he didn't utter Oklahoma in the same breath with Clemson or Miami last night? Is that why, or maybe a question for you, why do you think Oklahoma is seen in maybe a little bit lesser light than Clemson or Miami?
Because Kansas and Iowa State, Kansas State, the Big 12, the respect factor is not there. And then plus you add in the infatuation with Notre Dame. Is Tim Bray gone? Is he all the way gone?
You're good, Manny.
He's gone. Oh, yeah, he's gone. He can't hear you. You're right.
Before I start jumping on Notre Dame. But, you know, that raises Miami's level, right or wrong. That's just the game. And so the Big 12 has a perception problem. And that since this thing started, that's been their issue. And I think that's what kind of puts them a tier below Clemson and Miami at this point.
Manny, so what's your overall impression of Miami? I mean, their last 2 weeks have been great. Their first 8 were not. I mean, they were undefeated, but they really didn't impress. So where do you kind of rationalize Miami and how they relate to the national landscape?
They're undefeated. That's the only thing that right there, that's my issue. Like, that's the only thing that we know as a fact. Everything else is an opinion. Because we don't know what the other teams, how they would do, how they would fare against that same schedule. But they're, you know, they're undefeated. And their defense seems to play well. Like, if you kind of do apples to apples, they've played better defense against some of the teams. Other teams in the top 15 haven't fared as well. So, you know, that's the case, and it's all going to shake out. And, you know, of course, December 2nd is kind of like a quarterfinal. And I kind of like that it comes down to that. So all these things kind of solve themselves.
Visit with Manny Robinson, the Greenville News, GreenvilleOnline.com. Check him out on Twitter, at Manny Being Manny. The specter looming of a 2-loss Auburn with a win over Alabama and a double dose of pounding against Georgia with a loss to Clemson and then for some reason a loss that we're just like sloughing off to the side like it doesn't matter, where you blew a 20-point lead at an LSU team that can't rub 2 nickels together and make 10 cents. It doesn't make any sense to me, but Auburn has a chance now to get in. How likely do you think that is? And particularly given what we've seen from Auburn and maybe even Alabama now going on the road to Auburn, how likely do you think it is that Auburn can impress enough to get in that top 4?
Well, it's more likely than I would have suspected a couple weeks ago. But to answer your question, I don't know if I know how likely it is, but I kind of want to see it just to see the chaos and see what would happen if you. I think it'll be the first two-loss team to make the playoffs. Is that correct? Or at least the first in a
yes,
while.
Yes, it would be the it'd be the first two-loss. That's right.
Yeah, and there's no way that they would leave. They would leave the SEC out. It's just, and the other thing is funny too, Clark and Kelly. Like, you've made a case for the past few weeks that you could put Georgia and Alabama in, but what about if Miami runs the table impressively and loses a close game to Clemson in the championship? Do you put them both in? I mean, I don't know. Like, this whole, the whole scenarios and everything shaking out, there's so many options, but the more chaos there is at that last Selection Sunday, the closer we may get to actually expanding the thing so we can solve some of these issues.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Manny, we talked about that in the first hour. If we're talking, well, we did throughout the year talk about Bama and Georgia both possibly getting in. I think Clemson, Miami both possibly getting in is a situation that could happen. I do think Miami's lack of that non-conference strength of schedule does hurt them. But you just said something there, Manny. Are you an advocate for an 8-team playoff? Do you want this thing to be expanded?
I don't know if 8 is the number, but I do think at least 5 or 6. I think you have to. I just want a representative field
from each league.
Hey, you win your conference, you're in. I think that's the best way to kind of give equal variables. Like, you have no control variable now. Like, there's so many. Everything is based down on an opinion that goes back to the preseason poll, which is based on conjecture, and so we don't really know how good Alabama is. We don't know if they're number one. They just started up there. And so they sustained it. So it's like Miami had to do so much more than Alabama to get to the same spot based on perception. So I think if you eliminate that by expanding the field and say, hey, you have a better formula for determining your conference schedule, your conference champion, and so your conference champion goes. This is automatic birth, just kind of like a condensed version of March Madness.
Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting, and I think a lot of people would agree with your sentiments, but then on the other side, you get the NFL model where sometimes you get like a 10-6 or 11-5 wild card team that gets left out, and you get a 9-7 or 8-8 or 7-9, you know, division champion that gets in, and then people criticize on the other end when they don't like that. I think I would prefer that model if you just let conference champions go in, particularly if you make the conferences smaller and you kind of do a round robin almost like the Big 12's doing now. The problem with that is, I mean, the schedules are so imbalanced. To me, this thing is trending down the line where we've got to balance out the schedule somehow rather than trying to figure out the best way to compare apples and oranges and pears and grapefruits at the end of the day. You agree with that?
I agree with that. Yeah, and we had this conversation last week about Wisconsin, and that's still what's keeping them down, even though they're undefeated. And the thing that the issue with it too is that the schedules are made so far in advance that you know, who knew that BYU would stink this year? You know, you have other cases of that. I mean, that's happened to Clemson a couple of times where they have, you know, Auburn's been down. You know, when they had them in the non-conference, so they look good on paper 3 years ago, but right now it's not helping them at all. I think maybe if you went to like a commissioner, a centralized unit, or maybe some kind of governing body over the whole thing, took it out of the hands of the ADs, because, I mean, the ADs are going to do what they need to do in the best interest of their programs, as they should. So if you take it out of their hands and give it to a governing body where you can all agree on a centralized system, then I think that may give us a little bit more equity.
Manny, you bring up Clemson's schedule, and then I think Texas A&M, and then I think about this coaching carousel we're having right now. And I want your thoughts on this, because we debated this on Out of Bounds yesterday for basically an hour. Would it be in Jimbo Fisher's best interest to leave Florida State because he seems unhappy with facilities and whatnot, and they're 3-6, and go to a school like Texas A&M? Do you see that as a logical thing? Because I really don't.
Oh, as far as a competition standpoint, no. And a brand standpoint, no, but if you have issues with your administration, I mean, we saw what happened in that same state at Florida, where, you know, there there was some acrimony there. So, yeah, I mean, that it depends what his priorities are. But if Florida State is not investing, they're going to get left behind. I think that's what he said, and maybe that's happening. I think this year is maybe an aberration, but not an indication of them falling off the map. I mean, that would be a swift and sudden fall. But yeah, I mean, if they don't invest, I mean, that's just the game. That's the arms race. I mean, I think he said something I like that he said, that once you're in the arms race, you never can get out of it. If you're going to commit to doing it and being in it, then you got to stick with it, whether it makes sense financially or not.
One or two more for you, Manny. You know, one of the great strengths, Kelly, of the Manny Robinson wardrobe is the purple. I love the purple, the way that he kind of draws in other colors to the purple. This is Military Appreciation Day at Clemson this week. When you're wearing the purple, will it be more for military appreciation, or because Furman is smashing people and 2-0 in basketball with a big win over Elon last night?
Yeah. I got the Paladin fever, man. You got to play. What do y'all say, Paul power over there? We got Paladin power going right
we
now.
We say that sometimes.
I don't know how to act right now. My Saints have won 7 in a row. My Paladins won 7 in a row. But we got to get this one this weekend, though. Stanford's a good team. They're on the road. We're actually playing a game that matters as opposed to what Wofford and Citadel are doing this week.
Ooh, but Got him.
It's just the schedule. We played NC State earlier in the year, but gotta have this one to make the playoffs. It would be a shame to have this incredible and really, you could say, surprising run, seven in a row, and then and still not make the playoffs. But gotta get this one Saturday just to be sure.
Manny, your Dens are winning, your Saints are winning, and your Dukies are winning. What did you think about Grayson Allen's 37 last night?
When did they become my Dukie?
That's what I'm saying. I'm stunned. Mouth agape, stunned.
Hey, you
Kelly
and I
Bryant.
Agree on so much. I figured we were both, both Duke, you know.
Don't wish that evil on him, Ricky Bobby. Don't do that.
No. Absolutely. Woo. I did watch a little bit of that as I was waiting on the poll to come out. Grayson Allen, if he can keep that up, I mean, they're definitely make an argument to be the most talented team, and then to have that leadership where some of the other teams that kind of play in the one and done, they don't have, that sets them apart. If he can stay out of trouble, and seems to sound, just listening to him, he sounds a little bit more mature. They'll be fine. It's going to be a fun year in the ACC. I'll tell you that much, because a lot of people are improved.
Manny, as always, we appreciate it. Such a fun conversation. Enjoy watching, apparently, your Duke team play, as well as the Paladins. And just keep writing awesome stuff. We'll continue to direct people there. GreenlawOnline.com, at Manny B. Manny on Twitter.
Always a pleasure, guys. Y'all take care.
Thanks very much. You do the same. Manny Robinson, join us here on the program. You got to love it. Unbelievable. Anyway, we are live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Come on, see us. The Clemson for Clary Miles campaign. Before we go to break, I do want to tell you that we've received a couple of more donations here on the YouCaring page, youcaring.com/Clary. Go by there, make a donation. In fact, the Trammell and Mills Law Firm just made a $500 donation, one of our sponsors. And then John Rutledge just made a donation amount we can't see. So it's not enough. It's a locked up donation. So
you better lock it up.
That's right. That's exactly right. You lock it up. We'll continue to monitor that. We want to get to 7,500 if we can by the end of the show. 7,500 by the end of the show, and we can. I think we can pass it. But I'm gonna set a little bit of a low bar. Waldep Tula is better at raising money than I am, mostly because I'm raising money for my family. That's weird to me. So we're going to ask $7,500 by the end of the show. We've got people bringing donations in here. The proceeds, a portion of the proceeds at Chick-fil-A from the sales today will go to Clary. And also, Herb Tyler's going to donate $2 for every Chick-fil-A calendar sold for next year in support of Clary's operation. Unbelievable, all the stuff that's going on today. Unbelievable. Stay with us. We'll be back for more Out of Bounds in just a moment. His best
friend. Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
CMH Services has again been recognized as an MVP dealer by the material handling industry's leading trade organization, MHEDA, for five consecutive years. In earning the award, CMH Services demonstrated excellence in the areas of industry advocacy, customer service and safety, business networking, continuing education, and business best practices. Get award-winning material handling solutions at CMH Services. Call 800-922-9569. That's 800-922-9569.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
You've been in business almost 100 years. You've been doing something right. Since 1917, the key to Harbin Lumber's success has rested on its hardworking employees, people just like you, providing top lumber, building supplies, and contract services. You can be confident in customer service and support you can trust for your project, whether construction or large remodeling jobs. Call 353-5053. Find us on Facebook or online at harbinlumber.com.
Tailgating Clemson Style, brought to you by Herb and Carol Tyler of Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. They don't want you to miss out on delicious trays of nuggets, strips, wraps, and the new chilled grilled chicken sub tray, all guaranteed to satisfy. Get gallons of sweet tea or lemonade and one-of-a-kind chocolate chunk cookies. Order early by going online at ilovechickfil-a.com or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson or Chick-fil-A of Seneca so you can tailgate Clemson Style.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Introducing Bamboo Court, a new community from Tom Winkoff & Associates. 14 townhome-style condos with two bedrooms, 2.5 baths, and walk-in closets. Bamboo Court is luxury living on the CAT bus route near Clemson University. Pre-selling for August 2018, starting at $195.5. Learn about Clemson's newest townhomes at tomwinkoff.com. For your game day condo or for your college student, call Susie at 303-8070 today. Bamboo Court is a Tom Winkoff development.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Out of Bounds is on the air.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge what's happening here, please?
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Turn down for what?
Glad to have you with it. Yeah, this is basically just social hour. Like, I don't, I don't know how are we doing a show here today? Like, so many people want to talk to us and whatever. Like, Kelly just signed a Chick-fil-A calendar for Penn State fans.
That was the craziest moment of my life. Two of the craziest things that ever happened to me happened to me today at Chick-fil-A.
Today at Chick-fil-A. What's the first one?
Well, I mean, I'll just say this, because I am not one to name drop. That's normally you, to be honest.
What?
Remember when you told your Hunter Renfro story?
No,
was that you met Hunter Renfro?
Look, I lost my train of thought the other day, and I was like, this is exactly what happened to Hunter Renfro story. Just totally forgot the story, and I...
Okay.
It was bad. That's the worst radio in the history of time.
The two craziest things that have ever happened to me. First of all, I mean, talk about a dream come true. I was asked to sign a Chick-fil-A calendar. I mean, that's just...
Big time.
It's amazing, honestly.
Right?
But it was funny because it was for a Penn State fan, which that was interesting. So I wrote, "We are" on the signature.
I just signed it.
I don't know.
I just signed it. You said everything I
also wrote,
said
go Tigers. The second craziest thing is that, okay, when Dabo was here talking with the press box, doing an interview and just being the most gracious head coach in the country, right?
Right.
I'm sitting over here in the corner just taking pics for social media, just snapping away. And Dabo looks at me and goes, "Kelly, I need a picture with Kelly. Get on over here." So, so the picture I put on Twitter, you can find it up there. Kelly did not fangirl, for the record. Kelly did not ask for a picture with Dabo. Dabo asked for a picture with Kelly. And, you know, now we're just kind of further cementing our friendship.
You and Dabo?
Yeah. So those are the two craziest BFF things that have pretty much ever happened to me. And they both happened today at Chick-fil-A of Clemson.
Well, we got one of Claire's really good friends. Caleb is going to join us and talk a little bit about him here in just a second. Before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at the Green Law Firm. They will help you out. If you got issues with the IRS, if you got tax issues, the Green Law Firm is there for you. David Green is not some national company. He's not going to hover from 100,000 feet in the sky with a helicopter. He's going to be on the ground working for you in the local area. He's been doing it 20 years. He's a Clemson grad in Greenville. Call him today for a free strategy session, 271-7940. In McGee Street in downtown Greenville, says office. You can also check him out on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's G-R-E-E-N-E law.legal. My aunt is here. One of my professors is here. Clary is here. We're going to talk to all of them.
Everybody
throughout
is
the show
here.
Today. But first, Caleb's going to join us. What's up, man?
Hey, how's it going? Thanks
I'm
for
good.
Having me.
I'm good. Do you remember like where you were when you heard about Clary's accident and like what transpired the next few hours for you?
Yeah, I was on my way to get some pizza actually. I was in the car and Clary's dad called me up. He said, "Hey man, I just gotta let you know Clary's in an accident. We don't know the details yet, but he's on his way to the hospital right now." And so he told me the hospital, so I immediately picked up the pizza, dropped it off with some people. I didn't even have any. I just left and went straight to the hospital to go see him. And we showed up, and a lot of his family was already there, and so they got us back in the back room, and we had to wait around, kind of hear some details. But it was a really tough couple hours, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird experience, like almost an out of body experience, because you know you kind of walk in, you walk into a hospital room, you don't know what to think, and I've told this story before, but as I'm rounding the corner, it's like you start to see the overflow of people. I was a little bit late getting there, and you were there, obviously. I mean, just the outpouring of support there in the moment where, you know, there's probably as many people in the room waiting for Clary as there was in the whole rest of the emergency room.
Absolutely.
That being a part of that experience, it was really impactful for me just to see the different ways that he's touched people. What was that like for you?
It was incredible. I mean, I've known Clary my entire life, so I've always known this side of him, but just how many people care for Clary is just incredible. Like, just so many different areas of his life, whether it be school, sports, his church, the community, just people I'd never met before, talking about how much Clary's impacted their lives has been really incredible for me.
I don't want to assume. Are you a Clemson student?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So I think as a current student right now and as former students, which Kwok and I are, I know that Dabo and Clary go back. I know they do with Little League Baseball and all that. But to see your school's head coach at the hospital, I mean, what did that mean, and how can you put that into words, what that meant?
That was awesome. I mean, I saw Dabo walk in, and I was like, wow, like such humility that he would come to see Clary, you know? Like, he's just one of his kids from coaching, you know what I mean? And he came in to check on Clary and see how he was doing, and I can't imagine how much time, you know, Dabo doesn't have a lot of free time, but he went out of his way to go see Clary in that moment, and that was really cool.
Did you have a role in helping set some of this up? Were you part of that? I don't know. There was a large and wide ranging group, so I don't even know who all was in that thing.
Yeah, I've had a little bit. I haven't been a whole lot of part of actually making this happen, but I'm really close to everyone who has been, so I've been really inputting and getting them some advice and some input.
RUF is a great organization. I know that's kind of where this thing started. I mean, the impact. I mean, Clary's a freshman in RUF, and already he's made an impact. And I know they're involved in Clemson Prez here in town, and certainly that, like, that transitions really well to RUF. But in just a short amount of time to have that many people that have kind of rallied around him from that organization, how cool has that been to see?
That's been great. I mean, I've been doing RUF for about a year and a half now, and so, like, seeing our organization really come together for Clary has been really cool. I mean, just everything that we've done, and we've hosted events and kind of come together to really make Clary feel like we still support him, even though he's going through all of this. That's been really great.
Awesome. Ucaring.com/Clary is the website where you can give. Ucaring.com/Clary. They've got a few t-shirts still left. How many t-shirts do we have over there? Are there five? Six t-shirts? Six t-shirts?
There were
Enter
a
William
bunch.
Legit just did six like this. He did like four fingers and then a thumb, and that's five, not six. There we go. So we have six t-shirts available. I still haven't gotten one, so we might have five available. We'll
there see were so many when one. I walked in here a couple hours ago. That's crazy. And people that means, have been buying those things.
That means people have been giving at least $10 for a donation. You can also Venmo, the Venmo information. I'm not going to give that out because I'm still freaked out by Venmo. I'm not giving that out, but you can come here and get the Venmo information.
Tell you're 48.
Cash check. Yeah, back in my day, we just wrote checks, and their money came from the bank.
We
and
just
it was
bartered.
We used an ATM.
Crops we grew on the farm.
Right. The ATM is a relic of the past. Like Abraham Lincoln and the ATM are both, they're both gone. Ucaring.com/Clary if you can't come here and hit the website. Is it okay to give out Venmo information?
Yeah, you
like,
can give
that
out.
Is that okay? I can give that out? I need millennials to tell me. Sanders is saying yes. You can give that out. Okay. @Martin_SM is
easy.
The Venmo. @Martin_SM. I just did something I was very uncomfortable with for the first time. I feel like a new man. Caleb, thanks so much. We appreciate you sharing for a few minutes. Thanks for being here and being a part of this day. That's awesome.
Awesome. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. One of Clary's good friends, Caleb, join us right now. We are tracking your donations at ucaring.com/Clary. Walt Deptula will be here from 3 to 7 as well at Chick-fil-A in Clemson. We have had over 50 donors. We can get more than that. We've had $6,000-ish raised. We can get more than that during the course of the show today. We're just a little bit past the halfway point. And again, want to remind people, if you come to Chick-fil-A, here are the different ways you can get involved. Certainly, there's a table here at Chick-fil-A of Clemson with t-shirts and information on how to give. Also, a portion of the proceeds. This is sort of like, it's sort of working like your spirit days here. Herb Tyler even called it a spirit day with us in hour number one, where if you buy a Chick-fil-A meal, a portion of those proceeds go to Clary's, the upcoming operations and procedures and hospital stay and taking care of many of those expenses. And then for every Chick-fil-A calendar that you buy today, Herb Tyler is going to personally donate $2 to this.
Say that word again.
Calendar?
It's a calendar.
Did I miss it before?
Well, it's just you need to emphasize.
Sorry, when I'm rattling
aspect.
Off, sometimes
a calendar.
Sometimes you know, the syllables get a little wonky, but thank you.
Thank you for holding me accountable.
Can we go ahead? Yeah, come on in. This is my aunt, Paula Miles, who is so terrified to speak today, even though she leads women's conferences for thousands. I'm not even sure what that's about. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Aunt Paula.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great.
Awesome. You said that today was overwhelming for you, that you were overwhelmed. What does it mean today to be here and be part of this?
Wow. I think just recognizing that we are so loved and supported by this community in so many different places, and just seeing the investment that people are making in us and the way they're responding to a need, it's just overwhelming. It's humbling. It makes us extremely grateful. And I think just the fact that I just see God at work in so many places, and that this story is a lot bigger than just about Clary and our family, but God's at work, and it's big, and we're a part of it, and it's just kind of overwhelming.
And you didn't ask for it either. I mean, this is stuff that's happened, like, behind your back and behind the scenes and all this. I mean, these are just people who wanted to help Clary and set this thing up.
Absolutely, and just amazing that, you know, it was initiated by college students. And just they saw a need, and they responded to it, and brought this all together, and then the you know, just the many different people who came together to make it really happen, and the way that everybody's worked together and just been so gracious with their gifts and their time and their resources. When you're the recipient of that, it just kind of blows you away.
So I'm going to call you Aunt Paula, too, because right. I mean, Clemson family, right? I'll just call you Aunt Paula.
A lot of people call me Aunt Paula.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. So you talked about, I mean, the fact that college students really did organize this, but I mean, the overall community, too. I think people just don't really understand it until they're in it. And I'm sure now you have, I mean, even more of an understanding of kind of what this community means to each other.
Sure. I mean, and I've tried to explain that to some people that don't live here, friends of mine who, you know, have heard about this. And I'm like, you know, just living in this small town. And the fact that Kevin and I have been here since we were in college and have spent our whole married life and raised our family here and just have been a part of this community. I mean, it's just not a normal place. It's just a great place to live. And the stories that people hear and the things that they're questioning, they're really happening, and just the things that are going on. It's the real deal. Mm-hmm. That's what I tell everybody. It's the real deal. It's not just a story on the news or something, but it really is the real deal.
I said this a little bit in the open, but this is an outpouring of support for Clary, but also for you and Uncle Kevin, that for... I can't ask questions at this. I can't talk about how
I got you.
Family.
You're going to be in trouble. William and I will start crying. Fuck. Aunt Paula is holding it together. And you're over here in a puddle.
No, but for 30 years, I mean, you guys have been here and impacting people in a profound way. When you're in the hospital and you pass like 10 people in the emergency room and you walk into a waiting room and there's 50 people just for you and your family. You start to just, I mean, it just hits you like a ton of bricks. And it's your investment and Uncle Kevin's investment for the last 25, 30 years that makes this special, too. And I know you can't answer because you're crying, too. But, I mean, that, it really is. It's the seeds that have been sown over decades that make this possible.
Well, William, that's really sweet. And, I mean, we love this place. We love the people and the investment. Has just been an outpouring of the way that we have been so wonderfully blessed by God, and just that He has saved us and redeemed us and has blessed us beyond measure. And it's just, you know, wanting to live that out, a life of gratitude. And so the investment we made has just seemed like how we should live. And certainly we weren't expecting that, you know, we would need something back, but God and His goodness and just in the lives of the people here has just provided, and in so many ways, tangible ways, materially, but also just the intangibles, the way that people have wrapped their arms around us and honestly have upheld us over the past month and a half. I mean, we have been upheld.
I'm done. Go Kelly.
You okay?
I'm good. I'll make it. Go ahead.
Well, okay, so we're gonna tell you guys again how you can donate. ucaring.com/Clary. That is ucaring.com/Clary. And I think it's okay, this is interesting to me. This is a totally off topic question, but his name, Clary.
Clary.
I know that is your maiden name, right? Because you, Quack, William, whoever that is, his mom and you are sisters. So right. His name is, because it's such a unique name, but I think it's almost kind of helping this cause because you know Clary. You remember that name.
Sure. Yeah. Just, well, all my kids have family names. Uh-huh. Family's important. Definitely impacted our lives, as you can tell from William and from, you know, from, but actually my father and his brothers did not have any sons, and so the name will die with my father's generation, and just was one way to honor that legacy and to continue, you know, what the gift of family. They actually called my grandfather Clary, and so I grew up with a papa that was called Clary, and so it seemed like a normal name to me, but when I had a son, I just felt like that was something that I wanted to pass on.
And now you'll see his name on T-shirts all over campus.
No, I'd rather it not get famous this way.
Yeah, right.
I think I'd choose another way.
Right.
Well, I will ask it. I'm good now, so I'm going to ask a good question. What is the need right now? What do you guys know that's coming down the pike that this money's going to?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I think probably the biggest thing at this moment, or, you know, down the pike, would be the surgery that is going to be scheduled, hopefully, at Duke. We're kind of waiting on another scan and some information and a final appointment. But definitely the Greenville doctors are recommending that we go to Duke. It's one of the best places, and we certainly want him to have the best care. So that's probably the greatest expense. But, you know, there's still a lot of doctor's appointments, physical therapy, just other treatment and things that he needs to fully recover. And, you know, he has made so many strides and is just doing wonderfully well. But, you know, there are some things that when you see him on the surface, you can't totally understand and get. And we just know that we've kind of got a long road ahead of us. But we are hopeful and we do have a good prognosis, but just wanting to give him the best care possible for his future.
Aunt Paula, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for
round of
for
applause
coming by.
For Aunt Paula.
And I will say for the record that this is not an easy game to win in our family, but we did play chicken to see who cried, and I lost. So like we all cried.
I won.
Like, you won. I was very shocked by that. My mom is not coming anywhere near this today. She
Leanne
is so far
done.
Away. She'd be done. She
walked
in the
Papa
door.
I bet Papa Q. I'm worried about him a little bit in the first hour.
Right.
Whenever he
he'll
joins.
Be all right. He's a true professional.
Okay.
He'll be all right. He'll be all right.
not like us.
Right. Thanks for joining us and sharing
y'all.
For a few
we
minutes.
Appreciate what y'all are doing, too.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're live at Chick-fil-A Clemson. We'll be back to wrap up hour two in just a moment.
Hey, Clemson fans, join Mickey Plyler live at Chick-fil-A of Clemson on Tiger Boulevard this Friday from 6 until 9. Get your favorite Chick-fil-A breakfast and stop by and listen to Mickey's update analysis of college football at Chick-fil-A on Tiger Boulevard in Clemson.
The Clemson Tigers Network is proud to bring you Clemson Tigers men's basketball. The Tigers travel south for the Gildan Charleston Classic with their first game against Ohio this Thursday afternoon. The Tiger pregame show will start at 4:30, tip off at 5 p.m. Clemson Tigers men's basketball right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Join us Thursday as the Tigers take on Ohio. Pregame starts at 4:30, tip off at 5, right here on 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your Daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, we're in Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Preparations continue for Military Appreciation Day Saturday in Memorial Stadium as Clemson will play host to the Citadel. Clemson holds a 31-5-1 advantage in the series that dates all the way back to 1909. Clemson won the first meeting in Charleston by a score of 17-0. In fact, Clemson won the first six games of the series by a margin of 130-17, as four of the six wins were by shutouts. Now, the Citadel's first win took place in 1916. That was by a 3-0 score, a game played in Orangeburg, South Carolina. Clemson then won the next four, all by shutouts, before there was a 7-7 tie in 1921. Clemson has won the last 16 games in this series since 1931. The Citadel has scored in double figures just three times in those 16 games, and Clemson has outscored the Citadel by a combined margin of 442-64. The two teams have played just four times since 1978, a 24-0 win in 1986 by Clemson, 38-0 in 2000, 45-17 in 2008, and a 52-6 win in 2013. Should be a lot of fun Saturday in Memorial Stadium. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers.
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate.
Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
Relax, we're in Tiger Town. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson for all your financial needs. With products and services like free checking with e-statements, loans for all reasons, the Founders app with mobile deposit and Founders Online, you can be all in at Founders and all in with your national champion, Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
My Garage wants to salute those who have put their lives on the line for our freedom. This Military Appreciation Day, the Clemson Tigers take on the Citadel Bulldogs at Death Valley. Stop by the pregame show this Saturday to see Kelly Gramlich and to sign up for the giveaway My Garage is giving in honor of our military. My Garage, located on 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, South Carolina. Or call for an appointment at 633-5800.
Are you a home repair or improvement pro looking to grow your business? Home Advisor can help. Here's how it works. Home Advisor matches project-ready homeowners with the best local pros in the area who can do the job. That means your business gets connected to new customers quickly and easily. Get started now, and we'll help you find your next job. And be sure to ask if you're eligible for our limited-time $100 credit when you sign up. Go to HomeAdvisor.com today. Home Advisor.
It's a great time to buy a new or certified pre-owned Ford car, truck, or SUV from Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard. With approved credit, you could be in a brand new Fusion, Escape, Edge, Focus, Explorer, or F-150. With approved credit, 0% financing could be available. You heard right. 0% APR with approved credit could be yours. A new Ford car, truck, or SUV. Anderson Ford. Doing business differently. Anderson Ford. 3900 Clemson Boulevard, Anderson. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
Out of bounds in more ways than one. Now, back to Kwok on 105.5 The Roar.
All right, welcome back. Hour two continues. Out of bounds. William Kwok and Ms. Kelly Gramley. Believe it or not, we have talked a little college football playoff today. We still have to talk about how South Carolina almost lost to Florida. See, they almost lost to Florida. Florida gave up and almost beat them.
What about the play when Jake Bentley just throws it right to the Florida guy?
How about the time
Florida
when the
guy's
Florida
trying
receivers
to score
each other? Did you see that?
Yeah,
when they tackled each other.
But
both
Florida guy's trying
open
to score. South Carolina forces the fumble and gets a first down out of an interception.
I know. Oh, man.
Okay, it was a dumpster
about
fire.
That was a carnival
literally
game right there. We're going to speak to Dave Woodard, who is one of my personal heroes, in a moment. I want to say first, though, I want to talk about other personal heroes, which is the folks at Omaha Steaks. What an unbelievable spread that they give you for $49.99, people. For that person like Kelly who takes back every gift that you've given them for the last 8 years, you can get something great at Omaha Steaks, at family gift pack, omahasteaks.com. Enter my code William in the search bar for 75% savings. Listen, just for our listeners, is everything you're going to get less than $50. Here we go. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and Kelly, what else is there?
BOGO kielbasa.
BOGO kielbasa is my favorite. I am in for BOGO kielbasa all day long and twice on Sunday. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code William in the search bar. Get 75% savings. It's a gift guaranteed to be a hit with Omaha Steaks. Go ahead and get that, too. Like, say, go ahead and buy it. Store it in a freezer for a month. Like, rent out some space
in
your neighbor's freezer.
Eat some of it for Thanksgiving. Serve
right?
Some of it for Thanksgiving.
I like that.
Thanksgiving is a week steak from tomorrow, people.
Fine.
You're running out of time.
Turkey's overrated. Turkey's overrated. You need BOGO kielbasa on Thanksgiving. OmahaSteaks.com. Dave Woodard, how the heck are you? You doing okay?
I miss you, Quark.
I miss
you,
too.
We need to have you over on class every once in a while.
I know. You know, I need to come by because this is it.
I know.
I will never again hear, which I did. I actually went after I graduated. I went back to hear a couple of the Dr. Woodard. Well, obviously, the Dr. Woodard opening lectures that are legendary.
Well, Kelly, the one I remember was when I was lecturing up in class, and there was one day where William was taking very vigorous notes in the back of the class, and I was very surprised with this because this was unusual for him.
Sure, of course.
And when he walked out, he said, I've looked at everybody on the Clemson football team, and I think Dabo Swinney needs to be our coach.
I did.
He was looking at that all during my class. He didn't remember a thing I said.
Oh, my gosh, Quack.
So it had to do that to get him to work. So I guess he was smart, but when then we got you, we got Beauty, but before then we just had the Beast.
Ah. That's correct. Hey, some people are multitaskers. I'm a wrong tasker. Whatever it is I'm not supposed to be doing, I do that.
So what was Quack? I mean, you said obviously he was a little distracted. Football just always on the brain. But what was Quack like as a student, as a pupil?
Quiet. Because
okay.
He was working on something else. His computer or something else. So he didn't want to attract attention to himself.
Oh,
I used to sit him back by very attractive females, and he never even knew he was sitting next to me. I would talk to his mother years later, and she said, oh, he never even told me about your class.
Oh, man. Look, it'll take years off your life.
You're being put on blast right now.
I'm telling you right now, parties and elections, great class. Political leadership, great
You've
class.
You've told me about these classes.
I'm telling
he
you.
He has. He's talked about
them.
These
were transformative. I got little dip toes in the water, working on a gubernatorial campaign with Dr. Woodard.
Yeah.
Good stuff. The reason that you're on, though, is not to tell stories about me, although that's wonderful.
That's fun.
But you have a great, unique relationship with Clary that goes back a long, long time.
To where his father and mother were dating at Clemson.
Yes, that's right.
And we're both 4.0 students, so he's got great genes. But I've watched him his whole life. In fact, I told him a few years ago, his sister, who was valedictorian, you know, at Daniel High School and got married, that I bought him a sports coat. And I said, somebody who looks as good as Clary does needs to have a sports coat. He needs to look good at the wedding. And he did look good at the wedding. But it's just been great. And he's always had a wonderful heart. And working with him has been wonderful. And I used to go see his high school basketball games. And I was just especially stricken by terrible accident and hope he'll come by. But it's such a heroic story and such an insight for your listeners to hear. Quality of character that's in the football program. I thought that was what this has shown. Coach Sweeney went over there. He didn't talk football. He was there because the family was in need. And, you know, Thomas Austin rode with him. He used to be my teaching assistant. It's really nice to walk in and give a pop test when you have a 315-pound teaching assistant.
Hey, those pop tests, look,
there
when he had a 110-pound teaching assistant, the pop tests were bad enough, but with Thomas Austin as an enforcer, you can imagine. Yeah, no kidding.
That's awesome.
Just great guys on the team who showed their character in a time of crisis. That's what I think this story's about.
We were talking a little bit off the air that the political leadership class, you talk a lot about character and how in tough moments you figure out who people are. And
right.
I did Churchill as part of that. Still, it is the one project in college I'm the most proud of. But during that class, I mean, a lot of the stuff that you taught, you can see it in the way that people responded in this situation.
Exactly. And I think you can see it. I think that your listeners need to realize that's the kind of people we have on the field. If they're down 3, 5, 7 points, they're not panicking. They're used to adversity. They can pull down in their character and have something like that. I have people in my office all the time who work in the football program tell me about these young guys. They're the kind of people that you're just so proud of, and you know they have the character to come through. Now, I'm not saying that everything will work out, but they do have the qualities that you need, and that's what's different about the Clemson program now.
Well, when you bring up the character of Dabo Swinney in the program, I mean, you coming from the academic side, I just love to see kind of, because this doesn't happen at a lot of schools where there seems to be a harmony between the academic side and the athletic side.
Well, it is, because if you ever have those kids in your classroom, you know them. I mean, Thomas Austin was in my classroom eating a sandwich every day for my class because keep his weight up. But he was just, you know, you just get to know them and get into their lives and find out what they're really believing. They're under tremendous pressure, but they handle it so well. and they're so graceful about what happens. It's just wonderful to be associated with them. That's my feeling as a faculty member after for 30 years. I treasure those times.
And a little bird told me that's coming to an end. Giving it up after this semester.
Breaking news.
What is wrong with the world that Dr. Dave Wood is not doing an opening lecture in the spring of 2018?
Oh, it's going to break my heart, Quark, but I've got to go on to other things.
You can't put up with students like me, right?
Oh, I love
you're so excited about the game.
It's just they're not all as good as you.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. We'll end with a bang.
There
that's
you
a
go.
Good
yeah,
one.
You're
no,
like, and
no
you're
more
done.
Story. We're done with that. Hey, thanks. Dr. Wood, thanks for being here.
Appreciate it.
Look, that is, I'm telling you right now, that is someone who has been so impactful in Clary's life for years and years because of, as I said and cried through, because of my aunt and uncle and what kind of awesome people they are.
This has been awesome for me because, you know, I didn't grow up here, but just to kind of see, I've obviously completely understand the Clemson family to this point and have for the past 6-7 years. But, I mean, just to kind of see how deep it runs, it's really fun for me to be here and just kind of witness it all.
The fabric of it is cool. Clary's here. We might be able to coax him on for a few minutes. We also have Will Vandenborg coming on with us at 2:05, so we'll get him in to talk a little sports with you. We're live at Chick-fil-A Clemson. More on Clemson for Clemson.